Unit 8. Digital Culture, Dynamic Learning. Part 1. Listening. Exercise 1. There are 5 recorded dialogues. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. The dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given below.
1. What digital camera brand would you recommend?
You should go with the trusted name, like Nikon or Canon.
Question. What does the woman probably want to do? Two. Have you updated your blog today?
I update it every other day, and I just posted an entry yesterday.
Question. What does the man mean? Three. Do you communicate with your parents by cell phone?
We call each other most of the time, but I also write and email them regularly.
Question. How many ways does the man use to communicate with his parents? 4. Can I use your account to check my online computer assignment?
Sure, go ahead.
Question. What is the possible relationship between the two speakers? Five. Do you find voice chat more attractive than telephone communication?
In terms of economy, absolutely yes.
Question. Why does the man find voice chat attractive?
Exercise 2. There are 2 recorded conversations. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given below. Conversation 1. Hi, Linda. Did you read the posters on the bulletin board?
Yeah, the lecture sounds so interesting. I am definitely going.
I think so, too. But I'm going to miss it because I have classes at that time.
Oh, really? Is there a chance that you could ask for leave?
I don't think so. Our teacher is very strict about class attendance.
Ah, there's a way. Why don't you record it to your MP3 player and hear it afterwards?
Good idea. My MP3 player does have a sound recording function.
Problem is solved. Now show me how to record sound with your MP3 player, and I will do it for you when I attend the lecture.
Thank you so much.
Question 6. Why can't the man attend the lecture?
Question 7. What does the woman offer as a solution? Conversation 1. Hi, Linda. Did you read the posters on the bulletin board?
Yeah, the lecture sounds so interesting. I am definitely going.
I think so, too. But I'm going to miss it because I have classes at that time.
Oh, really? Is there a chance that you could ask for leave?
I don't think so. Our teacher is very strict about class attendance.
Ah, there's a way. Why don't you record it to your MP3 player and hear it afterwards?
Good idea. My MP3 player does have a sound recording function.
Problem is solved. Now show me how to record sound with your MP3 player, and I will do it for you when I attend the lecture.
Thank you so much.
Question 6. Why can't the man attend the lecture?
Question 7. What does the woman offer as a solution? Conversation 2.
Hey, Michael, can I ask you something?
Yes, sure. Anything.
Do you do microblogging?
I do have a microblogging account, but I don't update it much.
Is it fun? I don't understand why people are so crazy about it.
It is, in some way. You can share anything new and interesting with others. It makes you feel really connected to the community.
Doesn't blogging have the same purpose? Why do you need another medium to do that?
Well, the microblogging is designed to work with mobile phones, so posting an entry becomes simpler, faster, and easier.
I see. Maybe I should get my own microblogging right away. It's a challenge to keep up with technology changes nowadays, don't you think so?
Yeah, totally.
Question 8. How often does the man use his microblogging?
Question 9. Why do people prefer microblogging when they already have a blog?
Question 10. What is a challenge according to the woman?
Conversation 2.
Hey, Michael, can I ask you something?
Yes, sure. Anything.
Do you do microblogging?
I do have a microblogging account, but I don't update it much.
Is it fun? I don't understand why people are so crazy about it.
It is, in some way. You can share anything new and interesting with others. It makes you feel really connected to the community.
Doesn't blogging have the same purpose? Why do you need another medium to do that?
Well, the microblogging is designed to work with mobile phones, so posting an entry becomes simpler, faster, and easier.
I see. Maybe I should get my own microblogging right away. It's a challenge to keep up with technology changes nowadays, don't you think so?
Yeah, totally.
Question 8. How often does the man use his microblogging?
Question 9. Why do people prefer microblogging when they already have a blog?
Question 10. What is a challenge according to the woman?
Exercise 3. You will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed below. Please complete the missing words or phrases after you hear the passage 3 times. Technology is not almighty, and technology on its own can do nothing. It's just a tool for teachers and students to put to work in support of how they want to teach and to learn. A key advantage of using technology in education is that, through its use, we can give young people the digital media learning skills that they need. Technology can also be very engaging, interactive, and fun for young people to use as they learn. The disadvantages could be many. Over-reliance on the tools to do the teaching, potentially just a distraction, and used at the expense of sometimes better forms of learning. Technology is not almighty, and technology on its own can do nothing. It's just a tool for teachers and students to put to work in support of how they want to teach and to learn. A key advantage of using technology in education is that, through its use, we can give young people the digital media learning skills that they need. Technology can also be very engaging, interactive, and fun for young people to use as they learn. The disadvantages could be many. Over-reliance on the tools to do the teaching, potentially just a distraction, and used at the expense of sometimes better forms of learning. Technology is not almighty, and technology on its own can do nothing. It's just a tool for teachers and students to put to work in support of how they want to teach and to learn. A key advantage of using technology in education is that, through its use, we can give young people the digital media learning skills that they need. Technology can also be very engaging, interactive, and fun for young people to use as they learn. The disadvantages could be many. Over-reliance on the tools to do the teaching, potentially just a distraction, and used at the expense of sometimes better forms of learning.